This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah wa alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala amma ba'du. Salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This morning, super short and sweet and simple advice. Bidhillahi ta'ala. Be careful of social media. Be aware of social media. Social media is a double-edged sword, especially for the Muslim ummah. I see it as, and I've been someone who's been on social media for a very, very, very long time. I think I entered social media back in 2007 on Facebook when you needed a .edu account to be on it. And it's something that I've seen gradually over time become a great source for sharing the message of Islam, a great source of connecting with new people, a great source of news and information. But on the other side of that sword is the edge of it being a great source of fitna, a great source of temptation, a great source of misguidance. And you do not want to be a person, and I'm telling this advice to myself before anyone else, you do not want to be a person whom an app on your phone becomes a reason for your destruction. You do not want a little app, a small little part of your phone, a little button that you push on your phone that may be here today and it might be gone tomorrow. It might be here now and gone a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. But it become a source of regret for you on the day of Qiyamah. It become a source of regret for you in this life. So we must take heed of our social media and our use of it. I have seen so many, many things on social media that absolutely frighten and scare me. It is given an open platform for people to do whatever in the world they want to do to try to get attention and try to get recognition and fame and money and so on and so forth and whatever. It becomes a huge temptation. And I've said this before and I'll say it again. Realize that social media is mostly a deception. It's mostly a deception. No one shows you on social media. No one is going to show you on their social media anything except that which they want you to see. If someone wants to portray themselves a certain way, they will show those parts to you on social media. If someone wants to portray themselves as pious, they can portray themselves as pious on social media, as knowledgeable, as having the best life, as having, you know, everything under the sun. But know that when they step away from that phone, the reality is on most cases quite differently. No one's going to show you every single aspect of their life, the good times, the bad times, the ups, the downs, the realities. Every single person is a human being. What you see on social media is not a reality. 9 times out of 10, it is far from a reality. People are going to pick and choose what they allow you to see on social media. And if someone shows their entire life on social media, then there's something wrong with them because they do not have any life beyond this. So please take that with a grain of salt. Do not, and studies have been shown, psychological reports have been shown, that for the youth, especially teenagers, depression is increased by the use of social media. Depression is increased, the suicide rate is increased by the use of social media, because they look online and they see everyone living these amazing lives and their life is not like that, or it becomes an open platform for people to be bullied. This is another thing I hate about social media, is that people feel they have the right to say anything, and they hide behind their phone or their screen and can say anything, and we become the most nasty and vile individuals on social media. So these leads to a lot of depression, a lot of suicidal thoughts and things of that nature. Don't get caught up in what you see on social media thinking that that this is a reality, that this is what people's lives are all about. Just because someone looks like they're living the most amazing life on social media does not mean that this is true. This does not mean this is true. So please take heed when you are on social media, whether it be Instagram, whether it be Facebook, whether it be Twitter, or any of the other social medias that are out there. Watch yourself, check yourself, double check yourself before you post something. Ask yourself, is this something that is beneficial? Is this something that is going to be helpful to me? Is this something that is permissible or impermissible? So please take care when you're on social media, and ask yourself, what is my intention? What are my reasons? What is my cause for being here? So this is an advice, again, I said this is advice to myself first and foremost, is to be wary of these platforms and be wary of the things that can be caused by these platforms. They can be used for an amazing amount of good. They can be used for an amazing amount of good. But again, there's that other side of the sword that can cut very deep and cause many, many problems. Also, be aware of evil eye on social media. If you do not believe that evil eye, if the Ayn is real, then you are deceived. Evil eye is real. People do not always wish the best for you. So when you go and show everybody how amazing your life is, and it might not be so, but you want to portray that you have the most amazing life, there are so many people who are going to see that, who are not going to wish the best for you. They're not going to make dua for you, for Allah to bless you and Allah to increase you. People are going to look at you with envy, and they're going to look at you with evil intent, and they're going to wish ill upon you. Trust me, this happens. It happens, and it can become the source of someone's destruction. The Prophet ﷺ warned us against the evil eye and against hasad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about it in Surah Al-Falaq, to protect us from the hasad, which is envy, which is evil envy that people have toward you and wishing you ill and harm. So be aware that social media can become a means for your destruction, not just by you doing things that are wrong on it, but by people who do not wish good for you on it. People who see you and think that you have this amazing life and this amazing background going on, and would like to have what you have and are angry at you because they don't have it, and they will wish ill upon you. So please be aware of social media. Do not let an app on your phone be your destruction. That is my advice for today. My advice for today is super duper duper simple, and this will be on my story live for the next 24 hours. Do not let it become your destruction. And it is something that I myself worry about so much, and many times I have contemplated and coming off of social media permanently. And many people know that I've taken breaks. I've taken almost an entire year off social media just because of this exact worry, that I did not want to be someone who an app on their phone became their destruction, because death is real and it's coming. Judgment is real and it's coming. Jannah is real, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the highest of it, Firdaus, insha'Allah. Jahannam is real, and it is terrifying, and I do not want to be someone who enters into it because of my phone, because of a simple application on my phone. So I'm begging you, please, please be aware of yourself on social media. Police yourself on social media. Make sure that you're using it for the right means, and always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you and to guide you and to help you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. Do not let an app on your phone become your own destruction. Please make dua for me, for Allah to give me the strength to be one of those whom He loves, to give me the strength to be someone who can share the da'wah clearly and unadulterated and in a very sincere and holistic manner. And I look forward to another morning reminder with you guys, insha'Allah ta'ala, and many reminders throughout the day. And for those of you who did not see my last post, I made a big announcement today that I will be helping lead an Umrah trip in February, insha'Allah ta'ala, February 12th through the 24th, with myself and brother Imran Ibn Mansur and a few brothers. And we're taking a large group of youth, and we're going to the Haramain, insha'Allah ta'ala. We're going to be going to Medina for 5 days, insha'Allah ta'ala, with interactive sessions, with meetings with the ulama, with ziyara, and with some sincere brotherhood, and insha'Allah ta'ala, and as well as we'll be going to Mecca for 5 days, insha'Allah ta'ala, and doing the same thing, interactive sessions, meetings with the scholars, ziyara, insha'Allah ta'ala. So if you want to join us on this trip to the Haramain, to Mecca and Medina on February the 12th through February the 24th, then go to my post, and I tagged Five Star Umrah in London. You just need to get in touch with them, put your deposit down, get the ball rolling, and you can join us, and you can join myself and Brother Imran personally. We will be accompanying you to Medina and Mecca, insha'Allah ta'ala, and I'm really looking forward to it. So if you want to join us, get in touch with Five Star Umrah, insha'Allah ta'ala. Barakallahu fikum jami'a. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you and bless you all and forgive you of your sins, and make dua that Allah forgives me of my sins and helps me to become more steadfast, insha'Allah ta'ala. All of the details about the Umrah are on my last post on my account. The last post on my account gives all the details, insha'Allah ta'ala. I think you have to put down a 300 pound or equivalent deposit, and then the entire trip is I think around 1,300 pounds, 1,299 pounds, and you can join us for 10 days in the Haramain, insha'Allah. Barakallahu fikum jami'a. I look forward to being with all of you again. Make dua for me, please. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.